Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Wednesday, the 19th day of September, 2012. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. Wow. All Hades is breaking loose all over the world. Chinese generals are saying prepare for war with Japan. From Indonesia to China, U.S. embassy staff and facilities are being attacked. It's amazing what's going on. And we have the campaign in full swing. I hear conservative talk show hosts, even locally, and callers criticizing Romney for coming out and saying in a private fundraiser meeting, should have been public, he should own it completely, saying 47% are dependent on the government. This is dangerous. And they're not going to vote for me. Again, I'm not even saying Romney's a good guy. Obviously, he's a globalist. But the fact that he has to say that rhetoric to the people that actually have businesses in this country, because a lot of these politicians get their big money, not even from multinationals. Those are the biggest single donors. But a lot of times the entrepreneurs, the people giving 10, 20, 30, 40,000, the local corporations and businesses that actually employ hundreds of people, thousands of people. I mean, if you're beneath a $1 billion company, you're not included in the globalist overall power structure generally. They see you as something to be gobbled up. So here's this consummate globalist going around getting their money so he can fight with Obama over who gets the levers of power. And there's a real fight going on in the power structure right now over who gets to run the big empire with the nuclear weapons and the overseas bases and all the intelligence agencies and the NSA spy systems and the over-horizon future predictive software systems they've got, the crystal balls. They got crystal balls now, ladies and gentlemen. They're not really crystal balls. They're wired into all of our activities so they can predict mass movements and individual movements. That's one of the big things that the globalists are focused on, is becoming godlike with life extension, future prediction powers, so much, and they're getting close to it. Mike Adams is going to be breaking some big news here with us in about an hour and a half. I will just leave it at that. The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. He will be joining us and breaking some of the biggest GMO news ever in an hour and a half here on this broadcast. It'll also be at Infowars.com. Gerald Celente will be with us live in the third hour. And Gerald has been so on fire, he'll be with us again tomorrow. At the start of the show, we're going to have a doubleheader, just fleshing out so many issues. Gerald Celente, tomorrow on the Thursday edition, the 20th edition, the 20th of September, Gerald Celente will be joining us as well. Ted Anderson's coming on in about 30 minutes for about 10 minutes, and you know, he comes on about news, but then he's also our big sponsor. We also pitch gold at you at great prices, but that's not why Ted's purely coming on today. I won't be able to resist a plug. I'm an evil free market guy, about all these tungsten gold bars and things being found. We first started reporting on this, I don't know, 15 years ago, and we're called conspiracy theorists, and now it's been confirmed all over the world, but it's the back of the newspaper. You're not just getting fake gold bars at a lot of these shops and online. You're getting, and this is confirmed, the big government facilities and the Federal Reserve and others have been caught with other countries and groups gold on deposit. That's why Hugo Chavez this year asked for his gold back from the Bank of England and from the U.S. Federal Reserve, which isn't the U.S. Federal Reserve. It's the foreign banking cartel that calls itself U.S., part of its camouflage. I mean, a body snatcher is not a human. It tells you it is. It looks like it is. It talks like one. It's the same analogy here. And so now, from Ted's deep research, 30-plus years in gold and silver, 15 years with his own big company, now fifth largest in the U.S., what is the real intel on how much gold is adulterated with tungsten? We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's a big transmission.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is the 19th day of September, 2012, and each day, each broadcast gets more and more important as world powers line up for what could be a new world war. As an engineered global financial meltdown takes place, run by a handful of megabanks that are so arrogant and hubris-filled that people like John Corzine made 40-to-1 bets with other people's money, got caught lying to Congress, stole the money, and didn't get in trouble. The White House shipped 20-plus thousand firearms and hand grenades into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, got caught in their own memos, and didn't get in trouble. The government is openly killing and grabbing and kidnapping and torturing U.S. citizens. And federal courts are saying that's A-OK. The NSA publicly now admits they spy on everything in live time and are Google. And the government says that's A-OK. More reports are coming out about GMOs causing massive tumor increases in all mammals. We're going to be breaking that down with Mike Adams coming up in about an hour and a half with a quick report. But we're told that's no big deal. Dying's kind of cool. It's extreme to be awake. It's extreme to be informed. It's extreme if you have that spark of energy that built civilization. Well, then call me extreme as the day is long. Anybody that says they're bored, anybody that says life is meaningless, I don't know what planet you're living on. We live in a world, a galaxy, a universe of wonderment, of unbelievable, off-the-chart incredibleness. And in that spectrum, there's the ugliest, most wicked things you can imagine. There's mediocre, and there are heights of beauty and honor and goodness and strength. And let me tell you, that's the camp I want to be in. I don't think I'm perfect. I don't have a high view of myself, but I sure know what I love. I sure know good from evil. I sure know what side I want to be on, and I know what side I long to be a part of forever. There are things worse than death, and I'm here to tell you it's servant evil. And that's why the system doesn't want you to be able to even understand good from evil. It wants to tell you there isn't good and evil. Before I get going here today, we do have Ted Anderson popping in about this Fox News report of fake gold bars being sold. Ted's been warning of this for over 14, 15 years that I know of, so he's really an expert on it. I've got him pulling some of the old articles to give you the full magnitude on how big this is. Then we've got Lynn LaRouche. Okay, we don't have LaRouche coming on. I was going to get Jeff Steinberg on because they sent us a press release basically concurring with what Steve Pachinik said and also what Webster Tarpley said, so I wanted to get their take, so that might happen. And then we've got Mike Adams popping in, as I said, and Gerald Celente coming on the transmission in the third hour today. And because we could only budget him in for an hour today, we'll have more with Gerald tomorrow. Because people are begging for more Gerald Celente. I know I really enjoy hearing him on the radio and his points. And so he'll be back with us tomorrow as well. A double dose of Gerald Celente, because I wanted to get him for 2 hours, but then we don't have time to do that today, so we're going to have him today for an hour and tomorrow for an hour. So that's what's coming up. Okay, let me tell you what's up at Infowars.com. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll put the front page of Infowars.com on screen. Leading Muslim scholar calls for United Nations to criminalize speech. I have a stack of articles, not out of Western propaganda, but out of Indonesia, out of Saudi Arabia, out of you name it, calling for the UN to restrict speech. Now, again, I don't want to toot my horn here, but you know I said earlier this week and last week, I said out of all of this, they are going to push and promote through the UN this global governance ecumenical system where you're not allowed to criticize any religion. Canada already arrests preachers that criticize homosexuality. Whether you support that or not, you should support their free speech. Over in Europe, they've arrested BBC reporters like Robin Page. Look it up, you think I'm joking. When I saw the BBC article about it 10 years ago and we got him on, I thought it was satire. He used the word homosexual, and they say that's hurtful, so he was arrested. They want to bring this here, and they will outlaw the teaching of the Bible. It will be done selectively. You notice it's Christianity that's fair game. It's crosses that are pulled down, not all the other religions. There's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists know real Christianity is not compatible with their world government. I see preachers all over television. Listeners, send me the clips. I see them on YouTube, to be technical. Programs from television on YouTube. Big national preachers. You've all seen it. I've gone to local churches and heard it. Where they say the Christians were bad to not do what the Roman emperor said and were wrong to be thrown to the lions. Do what government says. Really, almost all the prophets were killed. Almost all the disciples were killed for not following. They were told to basically. What happens sometimes is the crew puts articles up on screen. And I've always been totally focused when it comes to talk radio. But then once we've added video element to this the last 5 years, and now the last few years, they've gotten so good at throwing things up on screen as I talk about it. So they threw the Robin Page arrested article up on screen, and then I looked at it and then lost my train of thought. And I'm not knocking the guys for doing that. I've just got to learn to not look at the monitor instead and focus on the news I'm actually covering. And when I do TV, I don't look at myself in the monitor, but they've hung the monitor right over the camera. So I saw something flash up, so I automatically look from the camera up to that and see them backing up what I said about Robin Page being arrested. If you're doubting these type of hate speech laws, which really just attack the First Amendment. But getting back to that, this is a big, big, big deal. And this is part of this whole ecumenical Rockefeller Foundation, World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches move over the last 100 years to merge all of the major world religions into a one world government. And I tell you, folks, the Rockefellers are involved in everything. We're going to premiere tonight on the nightly news and then air it tomorrow on the radio. Two big reports we've just combined by Melissa Melton and Aaron Dykes. They actually stayed up all night to finish these. I didn't really give them a deadline, but they said they'd be ready by Wednesday night. So now they have to meet that deadline. They're so dedicated that they're still here working on it. And we found 40-plus Rockefeller-created and UN foundations running the local governments here in Texas, running them. The Campo Board bringing in the toll roads, all of it. This is happening nationwide and worldwide. The Agenda 21 program is unbelievable. The Centra of Spain is behind the funding of it in Texas, Indiana, and other states. And they're taking over the existing roads, which you're not supposed to be able to do for toll roads, restriping them, calling them a new road, and slapping giant tolls on them. I mean, a foreign military couldn't do this. They're seizing our infrastructure. The city of Austin is moving to shut down its last power plant. The prices have already doubled since they shut down two smaller ones. The last power plant owned by the city, it's huge, it's modern, it's clean, is to be shut down, basically, sold or shut down. And then they're refusing to buy power from it, even if it stays open. And it's built by Austin for Austin. I mean, it's a total criminal takeover. And the magnitude of it, it's the equivalent of soldiers marching down the streets, blowing up buildings. That's the same economic effect it's going to have. But it's done through soft kill bureaucracy. And we've got all the proof of it. And there's just so much evidence. It's just off the charts. The Rockefellers are behind the takeover of the churches. They're behind the takeover of education. They're behind the takeover of medicine in the last 100 years, publicly. It's all available. They're behind the takeover of infrastructure. They're taking over all the towns. And two different toll road companies bought over 200. Last time I checked, there's been news articles about this. Newspapers. In fact, guys, type in toll road company buying up Texas newspapers. And they're all on the roads where they're buying up the infrastructure. They're buying up the newspapers, and they're literally running mayors that they finance, and they're just taking over. I mean, it's a total takeover. But it's not foreign armies and helmets and uniforms. It's a slick corporate takeover. And it absolutely makes my head spin. So we've got huge attacks on the First Amendment happening. We've got attacks on anybody that says we shouldn't continue to redistribute wealth. In fact, we have that Obama clip, guys. Make sure we have his redistribution clip with the top of Drudge yesterday. It's on the right-hand side of Drudge. I know I sent it to you this morning, but I'm sure we have it. We're going to attempt to get into that report, saying, yeah, he wants to redistribute. And the media is like, well, that's good, but Romney's saying we should care about entrepreneurs. That's bad. That's this upside-down world we've entered. And speaking of Drudge, down the right-hand side is our article from last night. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. Additional purchases include bullets designated for snipers. This is on top of the 1.4 billion bought since last November. But if you count just the last 6 months, that's a 1.2 billion rounds. So it's 1.6 billion rounds totaled, but 1.2 billion of that has just been bought in the last 6 months of this year. And we're going to be breaking down that incredible report. A dollar index headed for rapid collapse over the next 3 to 4 weeks. That's CNBC saying that. I don't know if that's the case. We've got just all sorts of insanity we're going to be covering here today. It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. What a beautiful song.
All those drifters' days are past me now.
I've got so much more
I've
to think about.
So much more to think about.
Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Yeah, that song tells it all. Seems like 5 minutes ago that my firstborn came into the world, my son. He's going to be 10 years old in a couple days. And I'm no longer a really young guy. I'm now 38 years old, probably physically more like 50. Strange how time just passes so quickly. And when you mature, which most people are designed to do at a younger age, you realize that it isn't all about you. It's about your progeny. It's about their progeny. And it's about the people that your progeny are going to live with in the future. And you study civilization, you study history, and you discover that free market systems that don't feed off the middle class and that honor entrepreneurs and inventors are the best societies. And then you look at the authoritarian societies that feed off of the merchants and off of the craftsmen, off of the cobblers, and you see systems that are nightmarish. And no one can deny that in this new video that surfaced of Obama speaking to Loyola University, he talks about, well, I believe in redistribution, but, the good kind to make government better, to lift people up. Hey, Obama, the Republicans won't go after you with the truth. The real wealth redistribution is from the middle class to the ultra rich in corporate welfare and bailouts. That's something Romney won't say because he's bought and paid for by the same people. For every dollar going to domesticate people so they'll vote for big government, there's $2 going to corporate welfare in one form or another. So I'm sick of your crony capitalism and I'm tired of it. We have that clip. Here's part of what Obama was saying, and so this is kind of in the campaign, the fight going back and forth now, where Romney, is caught saying, oh, 47% are dependent, so they won't support me. Oh, how horrible to say we shouldn't be dependent. You're bashing people that are dependent. The government loves them. Versus now Obama saying, yeah, I want to redistribute. Here it is.
How do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Now, there you go. So another You Didn't Build It report. And here's the deal. If you were really going to take people's money and build roads locally, and the public voted for that and agreed to that, you could argue that it's constitutional. But I mean, let's just take roads, because I'm an expert on this, because I've been to a bunch of the meetings. I've studied it for more than a decade. They were going to take every existing major road in Texas, same wherever you live in the country, but Texas has the most roads of anybody, 8,200 and something miles of it. I mean, I have the official TxDOT documents. We've shown them on air, made films about it. My film Endgame covers it, shows the documents. And they were going to put toll roads on all of them and make you take a tracker chip in your car to tax you, and it was basically going to double. And then they lied and said, well, there's not enough gas tax, even though the gas tax up. And then they lie and say, well, we have to, you know, have foreign companies fund this because we're broke. And then I went and looked at the numbers. Take just where I live, Austin, Texas. It's the same all over the country. Illinois, Indiana, or other big rape areas by these people. California, New Jersey, the list goes on and on. Just incredible. They had, with taxpayer money, this is all official. Lawsuits have been filed over it recently. They had four major roads, 290, 183, 71, and what, one other, all to be toll roads. Those were already all paid for. And now everybody's building up in the suburbs, and they took all the money that was meant over a decade ago, paid for over a decade ago, to build those and expand them or make them double-decker. And they took all the money and paid to build IH-35, the toll road outside Austin that no one uses because it's way out of the way. They admit it gets about 10% of what they estimated. But the deal the toll road company has is they're guaranteed taxpayer money regardless. And it turns out the state paid for it and built it with my money and your money, and then a foreign company that came in and literally bought off the legislature and bought off the cities. They came in. But then a new legislature came in because there was such a furor. I mean, meetings every day with thousands at it all over the state. Total rebellion. Because they were going to shut exits on the roads to the towns and stuff, too. And it turns out our guys went and investigated it. I mean, we knew this, but now we have total proof. It's all Agenda 21 written by the UN. And these companies, Campo, all of it, Centra, it's all a UN takeover. I live in a town run by the UN. They have thousands of operatives. They run everything. Folks, we're already in the New World Order.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
We know you have Johnny, and we love you. Johnny Cash bringing us in. And everybody all over loves you everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere, man.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday Worldwide Edition. We do have Mike Adams with big breaking news joining us at the bottom of the next hour, and then the one, the only, Gerald Celente. Ted Anderson's coming on because he's an expert in the gold business, and I've got all these different Fox News pieces and others about gold bars found with tungsten in them. And the first person I heard talk about this, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago, was Ted Anderson. And it turns out a lot of the gold in the big vaults that governments hold and the private Federal Reserve holds, it's, you know, government's put it there on deposit, and then it's going out the back door. And that they've been using tungsten to leverage the market and keep gold down. Max Kaiser has talked about this, so many others. But more and more of these tungsten bars are popping up. I guess this is supposedly Swiss gold here. So we're going to be getting Ted's expert take on that in a moment. Coming up, before we get Mike Adams on, when I start the next hour, I'm going to read in full and talk about this because this is really the Rosetta Stone or the key to all the other news, in my view. It's one of those articles that's basically like an enzyme. It activates everything else, and it shows you a clear window into the larger picture. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammo. I've asked the guys to repost it up at Infowars.com. It's since scrolled off the main page, but the easiest place to find it is drudgereport.com. It's now scrolled two-thirds of the way down on the right-hand side of drudgereport.com. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammo. Oh, there it is. It's back up at the top of Infowars. So it's on the top of InfoWars. I want to thank the Drudge Report for recognizing this as important. I did happen to tune in and scan through Texas Talk Radio and heard a show covering it. So that's a good sample to show it's getting out there. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. Red linked. I'm begging all listeners, get this article either off drudgereport.com or infowars.com and get it out to everyone you know. Retweet it, everything. Go to my Twitter and find it from yesterday evening and retweet it. We need to get this out because why did they have in one day 500 plus newspapers 2 weeks ago come out and say that there's nothing to this bullet story? 500 plus. Associated Press, Washington Post, Miami Herald, LA Times, you name it, it was in there. My local paper. Saying Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist, says the government's buying bullets for civil unrest. All it is 174,000 rounds. What's the big deal? Then they had, you know, the heads of law enforcement colleges going, we need the 174,000. This is quite moderate. You talk about manipulation. 1.4 billion since last November. This year so far, it was a billion. 200 million last year, a billion so far this year. Now they just purchased last week. This is official links to the federal government's own websites. 200 million more of match grade sniper ammo, the most expensive stuff you can get. A large portion of it was. I mean, they are no expenses being spared. Okay? And I've literally got a gunsmith working here. He's been looking over all the numbers as we gear up for the gun show and all the rest of it and the whole Second Amendment division I'm going to launch. But the point is that this is very, very serious, obviously. And the way they countered us, and now 200 million more, folks, we're talking 1.6 billion since last November. That's 400 million just this year. And the numbers are just staggering. 1.6 billion, 1.4 billion this year. My head is spinning right now. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. Additional purchases include bullets designed for snipers, 308. We have got to get this out to everybody because the article has got where the Army admits they're preparing for civil unrest, re-education centers, all of it. I mean, it's all proven. And this is the evidence of a massive, covert, militarized, paramilitary arms buildup against we the people. This is what's going on. And it's such a big deal that they would respond to us in the last month. 2 weeks ago was the biggest fit where there were literally over 500 articles in one day in mainstream news. I mean, I couldn't even keep track of them. I would just see a headline, duplicate it, and put it in the search engine. It would say, you know, 500 of just of one article from the Associated Press published in other newspapers and TV stations. I mean, it's incalculable probably to go out and find out everywhere this went. And we had listeners call in and say on air, oh, yeah, I came into work and we had been talking about the 1.4 billion bullets. And then, you know, the guys I work with here at the National Guard said, it's okay. It's only 174,000. That guy, Alex, is wrong. People are buying it. They're buying it. Just like we had an article about drones being used all over the country with links, the media picked one of our links that was manned aircraft spying on farmers and discredited the whole thing saying, oh, there's no drones watching you, even though there were all the links where they were admitting it. Even though Homeland Security in the article said we're going to use them for public safety and are using them to, quote, spy on you. So this is the type of stuff that's going on here. They are really worried about InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com helping get our articles out and talk radio as well. Because if we can have a discussion and make this a national story and make a debate about it be a national story of why are you buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo again, that is now close to 12 times any previous record purchase. To give you an idea, in fact, Watson's working on a story on this. That's more ammo than the Department of Defense has bought in the last year. In fact, the article will break down how much more. It's quite a bit more. I mean, this is a full-on arms buildup against us. And it's hundreds of armored vehicles purchased every few months. Thousands of tanks. You've seen that in the news being deployed in different areas of the country. The old Bradleys and others are being cached all over. Hundreds of mobile armored checkpoints and interrogation wagons so they can pull you out of your car and drag you off. I mean, this is scary. They're giving state police face scanning units to put people into the face scan database at highway checkpoints. That's in the news. The Department of Defense is rolling out with Brigade Homeland. None of this is just Alex Jones going to an urban warfare drill 15 years ago and shooting video of Marines training to take your guns and admitting it was for America. And back then, people weren't ready to see the truth. And so they just said, oh, those must be fake Marines you hired. That, you know, the Coronado amphibious attack ship coming into San Francisco, that must be fake. And the helicopters, yeah. And my friend Richard Linkletter, the director, he saw the film. And he was talking about how he'd shown it to people. And they were saying, oh, this can't be real. And he was laughing, saying this would cost $40, $50 million. And still you couldn't fake it. Of course it was real. It was in the newspapers that the invasion drill was happening. But back then, people still, even though my film had CNN clips admitting they were having the takeover and showed newspaper covers along with my video, people still said it's not real because it was Marines training to come in your house, take your guns, and put you in a FEMA camp. Now, we better have a discussion about this because I've been telling you it's not about Al-Qaeda. They work for the globalists. That's now confirmed in triplicate, totally admitted. They hope you don't look into it. It's hiding in plain view. All you got to do is have an IQ above room temperature to understand this. People are mentally lazy nowadays, and they do not want to look into this information. Well, you better look into it instead of just sitting there saying, I'm trying to scare people or making this stuff up. I'm sick of that fake meme they put out that I'm trying to scare people. You know what? I think you're like me, that you want to know about this going on. When I tell you about the UN and foundations openly running the toll road companies and openly taking over our local governments all over the country, when I tell you about military trying to take your guns, I think that you're men and women who've got a spinal cord and got a heart and got guts. But it didn't even guts. When you realize what enslavement's like, it is not guts that makes you stand up against this. Quite frankly, it's the opposite, ladies and gentlemen. The only reason we have freedom is because our ancestors demanded it and fought for it. I do not want to be a slave. I'm afraid of being a slave. I'm afraid of letting this scum take over. And people need to choose a side right now. The time for playing games is over. We're in desperate straits. We've been infiltrated. They know the average American wants liberty. So they've done everything they can to shut down your jobs, ship them overseas. They've done everything you can to harass local businesses and shut them down. They've even paid billions of dollars to ship our factories, like General Motors, Cadillac, and Volt, to China. Hundreds of them have been paid to leave. We're under attack. The bankers that run this country are enemies. And they've put, with unlimited taxpayer money, their operatives everywhere. I liken the analogy to the guy in the Body Snatcher movie, the old 1950s version, where he runs out of the small town and runs to the highway and he thinks he's safe. He's warning people and he climbs in the back of the truck and there's more pods. And we've been going to these Gen 21 meetings and it's like a horror movie. They're all giggling. They've got talking points. They know who they are. After the interviews, they'll go, look, I'm CIA, and I'm a socialist, and we're taking over. The same stuff it's horrible. They're everywhere, okay? They know. I used to think that most of their people didn't know. They know, folks. They're on power trips. That's why they're so authoritative. That's why they walk with such purpose. These are foreign soldiers. Plainclothes soldiers are all around us. Do you understand this? We've been totally infiltrated at every level. They teach the police the founding fathers are bad. We've been occupied. Now they're getting ready to shut the media off. They're getting ready to start arresting us. And I feel sorry for those of you that are going to collaborate with these people. People wonder why I get so animated, because this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. They were at this UT professor's office, and when the cameras got turned off, he said, I'm a socialist. And you see this? He pulls out this CIA plaque. They were able to turn the cameras on and get some quick video. I mean, it's just like, oh, man. Like, we're supposed to cower down in fear because you're, you know, you're flashing CIA stuff. We know. Globalists will call me up and, you know, give me these death threats. And I'm like, you don't think I don't already know? I mean, I'm committed. We have been totally infiltrated and taken over. Look at how the government legalizes all the illegal aliens and makes them above the law. Look at how the government publicly does everything they can to destroy this country. Look at how the system throws the book at you, the citizen, because you're the enemy. They won't hire cops now with over 100 IQ because they know the smart ones always get out and wake up. They're trained that we're the enemy. The enemy. The enemy. The takeover is almost complete, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to go to this newscast and shift gears. I'm going to get into the conflagration in the Middle East, the attacks on free speech by the UN and their Muslim cohorts that are working with them. All of this is coming up. So much more today. Jam-packed, Gerald Celente, Mike Adams. I'm going to play this clip and then get Ted's expertise on it. Ted Anderson, 30-plus years in the gold and silver business. Because I've seen this. The central banks, the private Federal Reserve and others have been implicated. And now these tungsten bars are showing up from countries' facilities everywhere. 10-ounce, 100-ounce bars, you name it, tungsten. Because it weighs almost the same as gold. It will fool a scale. And these have been professionally done, and these are all over the place. And this is how they're able to leverage the market. That's why you've seen different governments demanding, like Venezuela, their gold back from the U.S. and England. The Chinese have been grabbing their gold reserves out because they're taking the gold out the back and bringing tungsten in. This is being done on an industrial scale, and now it's even hitting jewelry shops all over the place. Here's this Fox News report.
Street and Fifth Avenue, the important trust between merchants has been violated. This 10-ounce gold bar costing nearly $18,000 turns out to be a counterfeit worth just about $3,600. It's filled with tungsten, which weighs nearly the same as gold, but costs just over $1 an ounce. Ibrahim Fado bought the bar from a merchant who sold him real gold before, but he heard counterfeit gold bars were going around. So he drilled into several of his gold bars worth about $100,000 and saw gray tungsten, not gold.
I really got sick, you know. It's a big amount of money, and I could not believe that somebody very professional, clever, it's perfect.
What makes it such a devious crime is apparently a real gold bar is purchased, including one with a serial number and papers. It's then hollowed out. Most of the gold is sold, and tungsten is put inside because it weighs almost exactly the same as gold. And then the gold bar is rebuilt, so you can't tell.
All right, let's stop right there.
That's a pretty sophisticated.
All right, we've been talking about this for at least 14, 15 years. We're not conspiracy theorists. Ted, what's the real MO? I asked you this morning to dig up some more of the articles that I've seen over the years. Give us the bottom line on this and how widespread this is as a precious metals numismatic expert.
Well, of course, the big story a couple of years ago was Fort Knox and the tungsten bars that were in the 400-ounce bars. Obviously, this is a problem in the industry. I mean, one of the main reasons why you probably want to avoid places like eBay when you're buying gold bars. There are going to be scammers out there. They're going to try to get you on this. You can get ultrasonic equipment, and you can look at the gold bar from the outside looking in and tell what kind of metal's in there. It's expensive if you want to go that direction. Otherwise, you can just deal with a dealer that's going to back everything they sell. It is going to be a problem. There's going to be more people trying to steal from each other. It's just sort of an effect of the economy. And the United States is one of the biggest offenders when it comes to this with the story that broke here just a couple of years ago out of Fort Knox. But, again, Alex, I think personally the best way to handle this problem is to stay away from the bigger bars, stick with smaller bars. And, of course, in this case, you do have the registration numbers, all the serial numbers are on the bar. It's just that somebody took the bar apart and put tungsten in there and put the bar back together again. deal with a reputable dealer. That's the main thing if you're going to be doing it. And smaller bars, it's going to be more difficult to do this with. The 1 ounce bar is going to be much harder to counterfeit in this way than a 10 ounce or a 400 ounce bar is going to be. So yes, indeed, it's a problem. One of the ways to avoid it is to stick with the old currency coins. The old 20s and 10s are going to be much, you know, more, they're more authentic. If you have a real $20 gold piece, there's no question as to what it is.
Tell you what, Ted, I want to finish up on this on the other side briefly, because I want to talk about some of the other cases. Yes, central bank holding facilities like Fort Knox, it's come out they've got fake gold in there. How that's used to manipulate the markets, because you're talking more retail, how to protect yourself, and that's important too. But, I mean, how is this used at the, you know, higher level, the larger level? Some of the top stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition on top of the 1.4 billion, including sniper ammo for you and your family. Leading Muslim scholar calls for the United Nations to criminalize speech. Kurt Nemo, that's an important article we're going to be covering. DHS buys, again, 1.6 billion bullets total. That's our video report. Texas woman sues Walmart for ripping up her $100 bills. Yeah, they're now arresting people for $2 bills, too. They just think money is illegal. I was driving through Starbucks. Hardly ever go there, but we were going there the other day, and I was buying a bunch of croissants and drinks and stuff for the kids. We're going swimming. And I shouldn't tell the story. I had to get back to Ted. And I gave the woman a 50, and I don't usually even have a 50, but that's all I have is a 50. She's like, I'm sorry, this is just too big. And I said, well, that's what I got. Not giving you a credit card. And I was nice about it. She gets out this pen and is like drawing on it to make sure it's not fake. I mean, just everything is illegal now in their little pea brains, except real fraud. Let's go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, how does this affect things, though, these reports of these different private central banks getting caught, having different countries and corporations' reserves, and it really being tungsten, and it's been moved out the back door? When that happened at the Fort Knox, that was not even a big story, and it should have been the biggest story ever, because Max Kaiser and others that I really trust, they say that they're manipulating that to keep the prices of gold down, and the gold reserves are actually a lot lower than what we're told. What's your intel?
Well, yeah, I mean that's what I hear too, and I heard Max reporting on that. Obviously, if you increase the volume of gold that's in the marketplace, I mean, banks lease their gold supplies out so you can trade futures contracts. There's been so much manipulation. I mean, GATA has a ton of information on how the banks have been trying to suppress the price of gold. Obviously, it's a losing proposition for them now. Been more predominant in the 2000 era and the 1990s. But they lease rate for gold is set by how much gold is available in the marketplace to be leased for futures contracts for selling. When somebody goes into the futures market and they actually sell gold into the marketplace, they're actually selling gold into the marketplace. They have to lease it from somebody because they don't own it, and they sell it short. That's why they call it selling short, because
you got all these big vaults, public and private, full of gold that's being leased and manipulated, but a lot of it's not really there. It's tungsten.
Yeah, right, exactly. So then you increase the supply, and that's how it manipulates the price down. Now, obviously,
it's a form of naked shorting, really.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a way to increase supply. It's like more like fractional reserve banking. You're saying that you have 10,000 ounces of gold. In reality, you have 1,000 ounces of
gold. Well, that's like Goldfinger wanted to do the opposite. He wanted to radiate the gold so you couldn't use it to make his supplies quadruple. Instead, they sit there and have fake gold to drive down the prices. Amazing. And folks, if you want a trusted gold name, 15 years in the business, 30 plus total. Ted Anderson's got it on hand, and he's got incredible deals. Ask for the radio specials when you call, and their stuff's all guaranteed. But I recommend everybody drill, you know, check it for yourself or go have an ultrasound.
That's the interesting thing about it, Alex. If you take a gold bar and you drill a hole through it, yeah, you're going to damage that gold bar. You're not going to be able to sell it for the premium that it is, but you're still going to get 95% of spot when you go to melt it down. It's not like you're going to be losing a tremendous amount. So if you're concerned about a bar that you have, just grab a drill and drill a hole in it.
And by the way, if there's all this fraud in gold going on that's real, imagine what's happening in paper. Give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. But they've got all the certified coins right there. They've got the old ones, the new ones. They got everything. Ask for the list of radio specials of the best deals in the bullion type stuff. They've even got some numismatics that are priced near bullion. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And the great brokers are there till close to midnight. So if you hear this in a rebroadcast, give them a call. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for coming on to bring some light on this.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've only got 30 minutes before our next guest joins us, and I want to intersperse some important news. You got firebombings of kosher store outside Paris, injures four. U.S. Embassy's getting attacked all over still. We're going to be breaking all that down. We're going to be looking at what's happening in the economy. And, of course, the big story, DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. I want to open the phones up. And don't worry, you won't have to hold because I don't have a lot of time. I'll go right to you. For police officers out there or active duty military, I know you've all been given riot training or you know folks that have. But I want your take on this. What do you think of 1.6 million rounds of ammo since last November? 1 billion, 400 million just this year. Over a billion of that in just the last 6 months. What is your take on that? I mean, along with all the other martial law preparations, just for police and military, 800-259-9231. I mean, how could this be anything but a buildup for total war of the American people under continuity of government? You know, knowledge is powerful. If you put it into action, the execution of knowledge is what's really important. And I'm here trying to get this story out. If we had a foreign army massing on our border, you know, let's say 5 million Chinese troops massing on the Mexican border, hypothetically, and everybody's ignoring it, and they're shipping in hundreds of millions of rounds of ammo and weapons, I'd be, hey, we got a problem. Well, the globalists are here using our money to buy tanks, wheeled vehicles, 1.6 million rounds of ammo, admitting they're training the military for civil unrest. I mean, that's why I say the Iran thing could go hot now. That's why I'm saying the meltdown could happen now, because they're moving now. They're getting it all lined up right now. And then you get the training manuals. It's not about fighting Al-Qaeda, which, you know, the globalists manufactured and run today. It's all about those of us that are true Americans and understand the takeover. They're really planning an authoritarian takeover. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And keeping your head down is not going to protect you on average. Historically, that's going to hurt a lot more people. We've got to stand up and say, hey, we're in the right. You people are crooks. What are you doing in your national security system? Stop it. Stop it. You're run by foreign banks. Here they are bragging on the news. The foreign banks brag in the newspapers and in financial publications and on TV that they've captured us. And I'm like, is anybody awake? Are you people in a coma? I mean, it's all parading around in front of us. We got hours and hours of this footage, different towns around Austin and in Austin where you go. And it's like these operatives play dumb. Then you go find out they're all UN, Rockefeller funded, and they are taking everything over. Just under Agenda 21. I mean, they've got the mayors, they've got the bureaucrats, they've got the HUD money, they've got it all. They plan on shutting everything down that they don't control. I mean, it's bad, man. They're going to have their businesses and their buildings that get all the business because they're insiders and you're shut down and you've got all these new taxes on you. And it's just so horrible. It's the end of my country. It's a financial takeover. And they've got all these weird liberals who will go, I'm a socialist. We are taking over for the greater good. Really? No, you're not a socialist. You work for eugenicists who want control and want to reduce population and hate prosperity and hate development. We've even got some of them saying that on tape. It's just, man, these people, it's a cult. It's a cult of weirdos, man. Control freak weirdos. And you look at their jellyfish servants, they're really creepy. Because, yeah, they're weak and pathetic and crave power, but there's armies of them. There's armies of them. And they know they're empowered by the beast system. They know they've been given power. And it's just horrible to watch them, just wriggling masses of soft scum. Oh, God. Oh, God. I want your take on that. 800-259-9231. Police, current military. I mean, is there any way I'm wrong? Please, I'd love to hear how the admissions for martial law, re-education camps, 1.6 billion bullets, media spends it to 174,000 bullets. I want to break it all down. Then big breaking news from Mike Adams on what's in that GMO, what it's doing to you, and then the one, the only, Gerald Celente. It's all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones, that bad guy that wants freedom.
A decision is being made by the president and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, son, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. That's a clip from Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick. And now we don't have the generals or the politicians running things. We have bankers running things, announcing a private global government in every financial publication out there as a public notice and telling us we're slaves. I could play clips from CNN, CNBC, you name it, announcing under international law that they've conquered us, announcing that Europe is getting rid of whatever sovereignty it had left in their countries to the mega bankers that engineered the fraud. And now in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the United States, every Western government is arming to the teeth against its population for a worldwide financial collapse that they've engineered but will pose as the saviors during. And none of that is debatable now. That is the course. We're about to hit the iceberg. I hope we can change course. They may not even be able to turn the boat around if they try. And quite frankly, those running the boat have got it slammed pedal to the metal. They have got the throttle all the way down. Hammer down, going straight at it. And that is the issue. Romney, Obama, rearranging deck chairs. Okay, so you could argue it's better to get Obama in, let things get worse quicker. Or you can argue, well, maybe Romney will be good. Yeah, maybe a hope and a prayer. I don't know. At least Romney gives lip service to free market and stuff. But maybe it's best to just have somebody pushing communism. Communism for us, though, not for the offshore bankers. So coming up, DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. This story has gone viral. It's up at Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. Additional purchases include bullets designed for snipers. That's now more than five bullets, almost six bullets per man, woman, and child in the country. That's 1.6 billion plus bullets. And they are just buying up everything in sight. That is roughly double the ammunition the U.S. military bought last year. We're doing a report on that. It looks like it's going to be double this year. So, I mean, it's getting ready for war. And they're run by foreign banks. All their little yuppies, their trendies, their socialists, that's their army. Bankers use socialists as their collectivist robbers because they want loot. They're like Roman centurions. They just are non-threatening in the sandals and, you know, their little sissy walk they do. That's all a cover. These are craven demons. And the conservatives are just totally neutralized, off in la-la land, having no idea what's going on. And their operatives are everywhere. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you can go to any town where I live around Austin and go into any meeting and they're there running everything. And all UN Rockefeller funded. I mean, it is on. We are in trouble. Unlimited taxpayer money to fund every control freak you can imagine who are just looting things 24/7 because that's the globalist plan to destroy this country. I want to talk to police and military right now, briefly in this segment, the next. What do you make of 1.6 billion bullets? What do you make of all the tanks and armored vehicles and preparation for civil unrest that are admitted? What do you make of all this? 800-259-9231 for military active duty, for your take on this and for police. 800-259-9231. Then coming up, the story just went up at Infowars.com. Shocking evidence that GMOs are causing incredible tumors in lab animals. That's been out for a while, but there's new studies out. It's huge. Mike Adams will be popping in. Gerald Celente joining us in the next hour. I'm going to get into the French magazine publishing things of Muhammad. And so now the UN and others are calling to restrict free speech. We're going to be getting into all that. I predicted that would come next, a global move to restrict speech. This is all part of the plan. Out of the clash of civilizations, the new world order will emerge. Albert Pike said that back in the 1870s, 1878. He said we'll have a clash between Muslims, the Mohammedans, as he called them, and the Christians. And then out of that, the Illuminati religion will basically emerge. 800-259-9231. Kevin in Colorado, who is a police officer. What is your take on this, sir?
Hey, Alex, I actually just attended a lecture on the police state here at University of Colorado, and it was ridiculous. I'll tell you, the level of globalism here is just amazing. I thought Washington, D.C. was bad, but I'm actually here. I've infiltrated the Council on Foreign Relations. They've invited me to become a member. I'm attending the meetings for the Denver Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, yeah, they have sub-satellites, not the mothership, but you've been invited into the local takeover arm.
Yeah, Alex, and it says on their website, it says Friends of the Council on Foreign Relations and this other thing called the Pacific Institute on International Policy. Have you ever heard of
that? Yeah, that was founded by the Rockefellers. Every stinking one of them was. It's all them. And literally 95% of everything we run into is them. It's all public. And Denver is the real capital of the U.S. They're going to have the capital of the Americas in Atlanta, Georgia. And then D.C. is just a district of criminal activity. They teach the police tell folks what they're teaching you there.
Well, I attended this lecture. This is the interesting thing. There was actually an Obama rally. I saw Obama speak about a week ago. But the interesting thing was 2 days before Obama came, there was an event titled, Do You Know Why I'm Pulling You Over? And it was about police civilian interaction. So I had to attend that, and it was exactly what I expected. The whole thing was glorifying the police state. They talked about, Alex, have you ever heard this term, community-oriented policing?
Yeah, and you think that means back to the cop on the beat you knew and your friend. No, it's interfacing you as a social network to basically spy on everybody and get police in non-traditional police duties.
Yeah, exactly, Alex. The way he tried to explain it was he talked about police being on the streets interacting with civilians. And then this is the thing. There was a major police state. I think you were talking recently about how they're having all these drills. And I think at the Obama rally, there was a major police state drill. They lined up these cops on like a 2-mile stretch of road, just hundreds of police every like 15 or 20 feet. Alex, there were animal control officers working the streets as police officers.
Yeah, no. What they're doing is they're blurring the lines just like any martial state, any military state. You just get used to the uniforms everywhere and used to being told what to do so you don't notice it when your neighbor disappears or helicopters run a drill. Oh, this time they attacked. Well, that's just what they do. It's part of domestication. It's all a psych warfare profile. That stuff's all been declassified in manuals from the 60s. You can watch videos of it on YouTube from the 60s. They were classified until the 90s, and how they would take over third world countries to fight the communist threat, but they would fight it with the exact tactics of the communist. So, see, you become the communist by fighting the communist, and that's why the bankers created the communist the entire time. It's very diabolical. You should do a YouTube video, sir, and, don't show your face or whatever, and then expose it. You are the leader. You are the resistance. Thank you so much. We've got Mike in Tennessee, who's Air Force. We've got Jeff in Texas, who's Army. Milton, whose brother of a cop, told him some stuff. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee Air Force, listening on 1600 AM. Mike, good to have you with us.
Alex, you need to look at what they're buying, and that tells you what their plans are. When you see they're setting up for sniper situations, you need to come up with solutions for the general public to know how to respond, what not to do, and how to react. Because in an environment like if you live in a rural community and they set up a spot and a sniper and they've got just a matter of time before you walk out of your house. If that be their plan, then people need to be aware of that, and they need to prepare and understand how to evade those situations.
Yes, sir. And to be clear, the Rural Council is run by Homeland Security under his Department of Defense. And my military sources wouldn't tell me what was classified, but they said, we're training to do what we do to shut down communities, scorched earth, cordon whole rural areas. And they're just going to kill farmers when they come out of their house. They're going to use mercenaries and others to take the land. They're going to be killing farmers who aren't even resisting them. I don't think people understand this is a Ukrainian-Soviet takeover model. From everything I've researched, that's the best example I could call it. They plan to do to us what they did to the Ukrainians. Folks, we cannot let this happen.
Well, in West Tennessee, for the last 2 years, they've had Russian soldiers co-trooping practice missions in Fayette County, Tennessee. Front page article of Commercial Appeal in June of 2010, and a whole back page article about it where they're training for deployment to Afghanistan. Well, when I look on Google Earth, Afghanistan is mountainous, rugged desert and hilly. Fayette County is flat as a pancake, and there's wheat fields, cotton fields, corn fields.
Well, sir, again, they always lie to you in the local paper, but then you can go look at the actual mission, which I did look at the mission funding. That is under counterterrorism under NLE 11. That happened in 11, right?
Correct.
And yeah, no, that was under NLE 11, and that was counterterrorism to fight. And then the manuals attached to it that are public is they were training to fight red-blooded Americans. That was a Red Dawn training drill in your area.
And what they'll do is they'll go to one house, they'll take them out, they'll sit there and relax and watch TV and eat, and then they'll get refreshed. They'll go to the next-door neighbors and stay there, eat, get refreshed, sleep. Next morning, start all over again, and they'll just work their way through the country. They'll go from east to west.
No, that's the plan, and that's why if they do start it, I've never been for violence. I'm doing everything I can to make this defensive. Once stuff like that starts, tactically, you're forced to go to them. You don't wait for them to come to you.
You got to meet them at the curb, but you've got to get people to understand the techniques and tactics that are not out there, that are not known.
Well, I'm a reporter, not a general, but I tell you what, if people knew how much trouble we were in. I mean, folks, I know this sounds crazy, but it's all real. We'll be right back. We got infiltrated. We got took over.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The globalists have their operatives all over this country, not just acclimating us with Russians here just last month in Denver for anti-terror drills. They have prepared a lot of the police to go along with this, but a lot of police have finally woken up because the brainwashing's gotten so evident. We're about to go back to your phone calls. All I know is that as a republic, as a society, we are in dire straits. Our troops are all over the world being overrun in Afghanistan, you name it. Our so-called government is putting Al-Qaeda in all over the Middle East. And then meanwhile, these paramilitary forces are being built up of mercenaries and others that will do whatever they're told against the American people and have been trained we're the enemy. Think of how crazy things have gotten, and understand that during a financial collapse, the public will beg for mercenaries, whoever, to come in to restore order, not knowing that when communications are cut off, then the mercenaries can do whatever they want. And they do want to starve out this country. That is on the drawing board. We have to get the word out and back this program off before the media goes dark, before they shut us down. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Mississippi, who's a police officer. Mark, what's your take on the 1.6 billion bullets purchased now in the last year by Homeland Security?
Well, first of all, Alex, I'd like to preface this by saying that most Americans would probably be completely shocked by the integration of their state and local police with federal law enforcement and the federal government. Having said that, and I'm not going to say a lot, but there are being preparations made for two scenarios, and those two scenarios are: they're preparing for a possible financial collapse, which could entail martial law. And the other scenario is going to be that they're preparing for massive inflation, which would cause the price of these different types of ammunition to skyrocket. And if the federal government has those on hand, then they can avoid that. So That's the two scenarios that are being prepared for, and that's really all I can say.
Wow, sir, that is the best answer I've gotten that says, sure, this is all for martial law, but also they're buying 10 times what they'd even need for martial law because they're worried about the arms race of citizens buying so much of it already. They understand that they now want to stockpile this valuable commodity. So that is a good angle. So that's what you're being told?
That's the two scenarios that are being prepared for.
Well, let me just say this to you, in the town or city you live in, the people calling the shots on top aren't Obama and Romney. They're foreign banks. Have you seen them in the news bragging that the world government's being established right now?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you as a police officer then. I mean, is there any line in the sand that you and other officers won't cross? I mean, our country's already pretty much been hijacked. Now they want to complete the takeover. I mean, what should we be asking you to do? Because I know cops will say, well, it's up to you, the citizens, to get control of the government. But now we try to even go protest, and the police are told to try to scare us off. So we're kind of getting to that point where the system wants to cause a civil war, which won't be good for anybody but the offshore banks. What do you recommend we do?
Well, I think most of the officers that I work with respect the Constitution, and they respect Americans' constitutional rights. Now, I can't speak for other police departments around the country, but that's really the limit of my comments. I just wanted to give you those scenarios to let you know, and you can research that, and you can find that if you look out there on the internet and dig deep enough.
No, actually, I know you're right, but let me just add this last point to you. I mean, are the other police you're talking to, are you guys having discussions about what's going on here?
There are a few, but police are just like any other average American. They are just normal people, and some are awake and some are not.
Yeah, that's code for super stupid and super lazy. I mean, if you're saying the average American, I'm sorry. There's a lot of hardworking Americans, just like there's a lot of hardworking cops, but there's a lot of just people that they're not even dumb. They don't want to know. And I mean, this is incredible history unfolding right now, and it's about to get absolutely cattywampus. Use a term you might know there in Louisiana. And I don't want this to happen. I mean, do you have any ideas of how to stop this? I mean, I think we expose it, and that may back off the perpetrators.
Keep doing what you're doing, Alex. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I mean, folks, this is real. I just hope the listeners understand. 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, TSA on the streets, all these preparations, the re-education centers. You know, when I got that Army document 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I wished it wasn't real. And then the Army came out and said, no, that's real. You shouldn't have that. And then the Army put it out. I'm going to say that again. Re-education camps, calling them re-education camps, are in public Army documents, and it's not even news. Re-education camps. I'm not going to any re-education camp run by a bunch of commies.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up here in a few minutes, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to join us. We've got breaking news up at Infowars.com. New GMO study. Rats fed lifetime of GMO corn grew tumors. 70% of females die early. There's a lot of other studies that show similar things. This is a big study. There's photos. It just went up at Infowars.com. We're going to be going to Mike Adams here in just a few minutes. Right now we're talking to police officers and military. Let's move quick before we go to Mike Adams. I want to get to David, who's in the Army in Kentucky, Ron in New York, who's a police officer, Jeff is in the Army, Milton, who's in Indiana, brother of a cop, we'll get to him, Tim in Kentucky, Army. Let's get Ron in New York, who's a police officer's take, again, on the government buying another 200 million rounds of ammo, Homeland Security, a bunch of it, match-grade 308 sniper ammunition, type of stuff I shoot out of my Reaper or my Remington 700. Let's go ahead and go to him. Give us your take, Ron, on exactly what's going on.
this is my theory on what's happened. Look how cleverly, and I want to put forth this theory. I don't think it would be has been put forth earlier. Look how cleverly they cover this up. About 2 weeks back, give or take, there was a story about the 174,000 rounds purchased by the Social Security Administration. When you did the math there, it broke down to a plausible deniability because the amount of rounds that were distributed to Social Security offices were within the reasonable amount.
Hold on, 600 apiece.
Hold on. Let me break it down. An amount of rounds were within a reasonable framework for target practice. Now, that's the switch and bait story. See, that's the red herring. That was offered for the public. Well, they're doing that simultaneously and more quietly. They're out buying obscene and unjustifiable amounts of ammunition through other agencies. You see, that was done as a red herring or a switch and bait to allay the public's fear. And everybody would say, oh, that sounds reasonable. And so they just focus on that one little spot, and they don't look at all the other agencies buying obscene amounts of ammo that could never be justified. So look how cleverly they pull off. They pull off the strategy.
No, I agree. Why do you? What do you think it's for?
Oh, it's for target practice, all right. But it's not paper targets. I think they're ultimately interested in. Let's just say it's moving targets, and they all happen to be of American nationality. I think eventually it is going to come down to that. That's what I think that they intend on doing. This has been building up a long time. I've been calling you, or I've called you since the early part of this century, and I spoke to you when I initially called you. That's 10 or more years ago, and I told you in New York City was basically one of the test models. It's practically a federalized city. When they started integrating federalizing law enforcement in this city, it was a test ground for it, the utilization of funds, equipment, and things like that, I noticed that we started to see greater paramilitarization being built up in police force. It was no longer just a nice neighborhood cop that everybody is accustomed to and knew up to that point, but it's being turned into a paramilitary organization. I had mentioned that at that time. You had also mentioned the military, the United States military. At that time, 10 years ago or so, I called you and told you of, right on public access TV, it was the most shocking thing I'd seen at that time, a video in which the United States military was quite proudly and comfortably lauding the fact that they had members of the Council on Foreign Relations, Daniel Pipes in particular, in the Pentagon, speaking to junior officers. And when they interviewed these junior officers, it was made clear that if they wanted to move up ranks or go anywhere in the military, they would have to go along with that internationalist program. This is within the United States.
No, sir, you're absolutely right. Listen, they have federalized the police already, but the feds aren't feds. They're globalist banker operatives. The federal government was taken over by collaborators and foreign operatives. They're globalist. And while we're busy worried about Russians and Chinese or the jihadis that the globalists run, they are taking over. And now they're taking over the little towns outside Austin. And when you turn the camera off, they go, yeah, I'm CIA. We're taking over. I mean, these are soldiers. We've got soldiers at UT and over the cities, plainclothes, State Department, CIA, foreign banking operatives, they know. What's incredible is how many are actual collaborators. What's incredible is how big this is. What's incredible is the Army manuals now admit re-education camps. I just showed the Army manual earlier on screen if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. We have it linked in our DHS purchases, turn a million more rounds of ammunition. This is a radical takeover, unlike the world's ever seen. It's not a foreign army pouring over. It's a slow, stealth takeover where they make profits as they take over new industries, but it's all towards the total takeover. And now I think we're getting very, very close, Ron. I've got to go to our next guest, and we'll go back to your calls, other police and military that are holding. I promise we'll get to you ahead of Gerald Celente. But anything else, Ron, you can say, because I was, I went to New York decades ago, and the police weren't mean. I've since been back there quite a bit. They literally act more thuggy than street gang scum I see. And so it's not just that. They've also corrupted everything. And now they're saying the mayor will tell you what to eat, what to drink, what to do. If you sit on the sidewalk, we'll arrest you. I mean, they have hundreds of thousands of stop and frisk. I mean, New York is a hellish city now.
What happened is gradually over that same period of time, they began to recruit people with a certain, they know the psychological profile of who they're looking for, and they that starts in the recruitment process. And they wanted people that would be more malleable or more amenable to doing these sort of things. They specifically went after the personality types who would be capable of doing these things. And as a result of that, they basically, by and large, do have a force now that would not reflect on human conscience about doing some of the most unthinkable things or things that would not have been done by and large by that force in another time where another type of morality was dominant. They needed to make sure that they bled out those that subscribed to the old morality and brought in those who were either on power trips, who were only concerned about careers, who were only concerned about maybe what they could grab, and try and populate that organization with those types. This is something that they have gradually done over a generation, maybe two.
You're right. The globalists knew they couldn't take this country down overnight, and they've done it by infiltration, just as the great historian wrote in Rome, Cicero. Guys, will you print me the quotes of Cicero on the traitor? Cicero on the traitor, and I'll cover it when we're done with Mike Adams. Thank you so much for coming on, Ron. Ron's been calling in for more than 10 years and giving us a lot of good information. I guess he retired about 10 years ago, so that's when he could start calling into the show. I know we have other police and military waiting to talk to us. Look, we've just, the Constitution and Bill of Rights, if we followed it, all this would be illegal. And it's still illegal, but the system just does whatever it wants. We're in dire straits. These globalists hate America. They want to round up 50 million of us and kill half of those. That's Obama's own advisors. And it's a lot bigger than just Obama. I mean, we're in deep trouble, folks, and not being able to wake up to it is what's going to let them win. Okay? We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And a lot of people talk to me. They say, I'm scared. I know you're right. I'm going to. No. You've got to stand up to these people. They don't have the power. They've got to pose as the good guys and have us acquiesce. Now, people say, hey, Alex, don't you care about this election or that or this? No, I care about World War III happening or financial collapse. And I care about the poison water with the fluoride, the GMOs, the aspartame, the mercury, all of this stuff. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, has put together huge breaking news. It's at Infowars.com and naturalnews.com. It's the top story linked in Reddit, Infowars.com right now. New GMO study, rats fed lifetime of GM corn grow tumors. 70% of females die early. This in big new studies. Now, there's been a lot of other studies as well showing within three generations near total sterility, 99%, hair growing on the tongues of the rats, the guinea pigs. But this is a new big one. You want to know what the New World Order stands for? It's not just about grabbing power. They're poisoning everybody. They're eugenicists. And joining us is Mike Adams. I know he's very busy today. He's getting ready to launch a lot of new stuff, so he's not been able to come on a lot lately. He will be on the show Monday, by the way, with some more breaking news. But Mike, my friend, break down this huge report with photos. And we'll be showing some of those to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners, just go to naturalnews.com or Infowars.com and see it for yourself. But Mike, break down what we're facing here.
Yeah, the photos are shocking, Alex, and the study found horrifying tumors growing at a 200 to 300% increased rate in these rats that were fed a lifetime of genetically modified corn. This is Monsanto's variety of GM corn that they fed these rats. You know, you've been covering today the bullets, the DHS bullets, 1.6 billion rounds of bullets. That's a huge story. The GMO story is related to that in the sense that food is now a weapon.
Yeah,
Alex,
these are soft kill bullets, so they can kill us, and then we creep back 10 years later dying, and they suck all our savings out of us at a Rockefeller death camp known as a hospital.
Yeah, if they don't get you with the sniper rounds of the ballistic 308 bullets that they're buying, they'll get you with the food. That's what this is all about. Now, here are some of the big findings. 70% of females suffered a premature death, and up to 50% of males suffered premature death. Severe organ damage in those who ate this for a lifetime. We're talking liver damage, kidney damage, damage throughout the entire body system, all of biology, damaged by this. We're talking a massive increase in large tumors. Tumors so large, Alex, that if, I don't know if your producers can show some of the pictures on screen, they are horrifying. It shows tumors so large that some of these rats had to drag the tumors across the floor as they were trying to crawl. They're so large.
And by the way, everybody I know has young family dying, brain tumors, breast cancer. I mean, they're murdering us in a hardcore kill op.
Absolutely. And remember, the USDA and the FDA, they don't require long-term studies. Most of the studies that have been done out there have just been 90 days. This is the first study, and this is why this is breaking news, just hours off the press. It's the first study to study a lifetime of GM consumption in the lifespan of a rat, which, of course, is relatively short compared to humans. But what it means is that those parents who are feeding their children GMOs today, they are cursing those children to a lifetime of massive tumors, massive suffering, massive premature
death. But they get to slice them all up at the facility and have runs for the cure and everything, while the very system murdering them sucks even more money.
And that very system, remember, the people who think they're part of that system, their children are going to die of these tumors.
They love it, though. They love that. That's a sacrament to them.
It's insane, though. I mean, think about it. The regulators, they think they're getting away with
it. No, the average yuppie loves dolling their kid around town while they're dying of cancer to get attention. So that they'll probably try to give them cancer. This is very exciting for them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, all the fake environmentalists and transhumanists who say there's too many of us, again, double up for your kids. You know, death is good. Go ahead.
Hey, it's no coincidence why the globalists are supporting the two things that are killing us all off, Alex. That's vaccines and GMOs. And now this study, it's published in the Food and Chemical Toxicology Journal. This study by French researchers.
Very prestigious.
It is. And it's the first study to look at the lifetime of what happens. The point is, I think that GMOs are the next thalidomide. Thalidomide, remember that drug that they gave to pregnant women?
Well, it's going to be a lot worse than thalidomide, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the basics of the story. I know your time is tight today.
No, keep going. I just get so angry. Go back to thalidomide. Guys, show the thalidomide children with their little arms and legs being tiny. Show people, but that only hurt millions. This is attacking billions.
Absolutely. Remember, thalidomide was declared totally safe by the FDA. The doctors prescribed it. They said, oh, it's completely safe. There are no side effects. Go ahead and take the drug. And then the children were born with no arms and no legs and all these horrifying birth defects. And the company that made thalidomide, the drug company, didn't apologize for 50 years. And even when they did apologize, they said it took us 50 years because we were in a state of shock. Really? A state of shock for 50 years? Well, how much shock are we going to be in when billions of us start having these tumors from eating GMOs right now? That's going to be probably the greatest scientific disaster in the history of human civilization. It's all done in the name of science, but it's junk science. It's corporate science. You know, it's the science of death. It's the scientific dictatorship that you often refer to. And these scientists are getting paid to push this stuff onto people, and it's poisoning the people. There's no question about it.
We're going to put some of the thalidomide, I'm always having trouble pronouncing that, thalidomide children up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but anybody can Google the images and look at it for yourself.
Well, and here's some of the rats. Here's some of the images of the rats with their massive tumors, or you probably have better shots there, but I mean, the tumors are so large on these rats that they can barely move around. They can barely breathe. Some of them, you know, that's why they die early. They die from the tumor taking over. We are looking at a massive, just a generation of human beings who are going to be, I think they're going to end up in the same situation as these rats. Now, it's a boon to the breast cancer industry. The breast cancer industry loves GMOs because they get to diagnose more women, treat more women, chemotherapy more women, irradiate more women. That's money for them. That's their profit.
Torture more women, bury more women, bury more mothers, bury more daughters. It's just wonderful.
Well, that's the story, Alex. We're being soft killed. The proof is now in the journals. That anybody who eats GMOs at this point is committing suicide, basically. So people, look for organic corn, especially. If you eat corn, make sure it is organic. I'll be covering this in more detail on Monday when I'm guest hosting the show. We're going to go into protecting yourself from radiation, protecting yourself from GMOs. And also, Alex, I have some breaking news about protecting yourself from MSG. That's something that no one has really been able to talk about yet. We'll have that on your show, Breaking on InfoWars, on Monday.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for breaking this down, but I want to come back and spend five more minutes while we've got you, because this is so important. Continue with what this study shows, because I've seen earlier studies. You can just type in, you know, studies show organ failure, sterilization, or infertility from GMOs. I mean, we've seen other studies. I guess this one's important because it went for so long.
Yes, because it's the first study to really look at the lifetime effects of GM consumption. Now, they fed the rats genetically modified corn from Monsanto and a trace level of the Roundup pesticide, levels that are legally allowable in the U.S. water supply. So that's what the rats were fed, and that's what they drank. And with that, the different pictures here show rats with just the GMO showing tumors, rats with the GMO plus the Roundup, these tumors here in the middle, and then here on this side is just the Roundup in the water. So no matter which way you slice it, cancer tumors were large in these rats, and they were much larger compared to the control group. So we know this is good science. The scientists have posted a video on YouTube about this. I don't have the title for that, but another
video. You have a link in your story. Here's another one from a few years ago. Monsanto's GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. We'll throw that up on screen real quick for people. Just type in GMO linked to organ failure. You'll get literally thousands of articles. And Mike, you privately told me about some stuff. The establishment's getting ready to try to strike back against those of us trying to expose their operation that is going so well. Pediatric cancer's up over 10,000%. There was another big mainline scientific study out last week where scientists identified this new big wheat that's being rolled out, this GMO, that it has the same genes in it that basically program organ operations, and that they're predicting it's going to cause organ failure. None of this is by accident. People need to understand Monsanto with this dioxin, Agent Orange, all of it. That was really a chemical weapon. They were really mixing a neurotoxin with the Agent Orange. It was really a chemical weapon against the Viet Cong, but also soft killing our own troops. That's all been declassified. I've had generals on to break that down. So you need to understand, we're dead already. They've only got eight major GMO crops. We've been eating for about 15 years. It's already devastating us. They're now coming out with over 100 GMO crops. Everything's going to be basically GMO you eat. So you won't be able to escape it. And they're making sure you don't label things, you know, making sure that that doesn't happen. And they're spraying aluminum on us and fluoride in the water, acid form of it, so it's much worse. You need some calcium fluoride, different animal. They try to confuse that. Mike Adams, I mean, actually, John Bowne out there got angry during the break. He has a young, sweet daughter who I've met, close to the age of one of my young daughters. And he said, well, that's it. I mean, you know, we're all going to have giant tumors in 10 years. We'll probably won't have to wait. I mean, I know so many young people dying all around me. It's just death, death, death. It's so much fun. And we have these murdering eugenicists, and the GMO companies are on record that their cafeteria is not serving GMO. And it's all funny to them. It's all funny. And, I mean, where does it end? I mean, I guess this is just it. They're soft killing us. The Nazis ran you into pits and shot you in the back of the head. These guys just shoot you with the food. And if you get a little too uppity, they got 1.6 billion bullets to actually do it.
But I believe, Alex, there is a way to have a nutritional shield against the toxic tumor-building effects of GMOs. And this is why it's so important that you and InfoWars continue to teach people about micronutrients, the trace minerals that are so important. I believe, even though this hasn't yet been borne out in the studies, but I believe it will before long, that if you eat superfoods and if you eat the trace minerals and if you get your nutrition in a supplemental form, because most of the foods are depleted, then you can actually prevent a very large portion of your normal cancer tumor risk that might have been enhanced by the GMO.
Well, that's admitted with antioxidants and stuff. I mean, it's admitted if you have the... You know.
But I think that the, most of the people who are going to die from GMO tumors, let's say, are people who have poor nutrition, who are nutritionally depleted every single day. They're low in vitamin D, they're low in magnesium, they're low in selenium, especially or selenium is crucial for preventing cancer, they're low in zinc, and so on. All of these things, you can get those things in a supplement form from high-quality supplements or superfoods or certain wild-crafted foods, organic foods have higher nutrition and so on. But if you eat the standard processed diet,
you're dead.
You're dead.
Sure. If you're eating the standard McDonald's, you know, stuff fried literally in silicone, this stuff will get you. You'll die when you're 50 instead of, you know, we would live to 100, but we die at 90 because we fought back against the soft kill. Clearly, there are actually studies out there that show that, you know, dealing with the superfoods, but expanding on this, Mike, how do the elites think they're going to get away with this when the White House science czar has written in four different books that they're jacking the food and water? I mean,
the elites know that they have monopolized the debate over science, and they just slap the word science behind everything that's killing you, and then they claim it's scientific, and you can't argue with them. Now, I'm not against all science, by the way.
No, Al Gore said, pay him money. Global warming's happening. It's scientific. Right. No one disagrees.
Right. Well, vaccines, they claim, are always scientific, even though they're really experimental. The fluoride in the water, they claim that's scientific, even though it's toxic pesticide, insecticide chemicals. And then the GMOs, they claim that's scientific.
Maybe if somebody beats your brains out with a baseball bat, the cops show up and you're like, you killed this guy. But it's scientific. I mean, come on.
Hey, sniper bullet ballistics are also scientific, Alex.
Yeah, and the communists killing millions of Ukrainians was scientific. Five more minutes ahead of Gerald Celente. I've got one more key question for you, Mike Adams.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The only reason the global transhumanist eugenicist masters of death may win is because their evil is so massive and so over the top, people, average people, can't deal with it. Mike Adams is our guest for five more minutes than the one, the only, Gerald Celente is joining us. Mike Adams has this huge breaking news at naturalnews.com. It's also mirrored, red links at the top, at infowars.com. New GMO study, rats fed, lifetime of GMO corn grew tumors. 70% of females died early. Now, the issue here is that I wanted to say finally is the UN openly, through Codex Alimentarius, is trying to ban vitamins and minerals over the counter. In South Korea, you can't get an aspirin without a prescription or vitamin A or vitamin E. They're doing everything they can. They're eugenicists. They say there's too many of us. All this that we've seen the last century, injecting little kids with syphilis this year, big pharma coming out, caught giving people MMR in the shots. All of that was just a test. I want to see if you agree with this. Now, as they set up their world government police state straitjacket, that's meant to just organize now as, you know, cancers start going up. You think 10,000% is good in kids? How about 50,000%? Hey, you know, 1 in 25,000 kids have autism. How about 1 in 58? I mean, they're really just testing, turning up the background noise, seeing how much they can get away with right now. That's why people like you, Mike, and the scientists that did this study are on the very cutting edge, the listeners of the show are, of saving humanity. Because this soft kill operation, this war, is raging around us, Mike.
Well, and this is why it's so crucial that for those listening, if you want to save this republic, if you want to beat the globalists, you got to first stop the cancer tumors. You got to first take care of your health. I like to use the phrase nutrition for patriots. You know, a lot of the organics and this kind of thing started on in the progressive movement, but really it's the patriots who should be eating all organic, who should be eating the superfoods, who should be taking the nutritional supplements, because if you can't take care of your health, you're not going to be able to take care of your republic.
It's a weapon system. It's a military weapon system of the globalists. You've got to stop letting them shoot you.
Absolutely. That is it. And this is so crucial. Look, it's also cognitive function. If you don't have good nutrition, your mind doesn't work right. I mean, studies just came out in the last couple of days about BPA altering hormones and altering cognitive function.
All by design.
Absolutely. So you got to protect your brain. You got to protect your fertility. If you don't protect your DNA, Alex, your lineage has no future. And that's what the globalists want. They don't really care if they kill you, although they seem to be accelerating that. But what they really want to do is kill off your line of offspring. That's their goal. That's where Bill Gates comes in, and his, you know, his money is funding these infertility technologies. They zap your scrotum with ultrasound and you can't have babies for 6 months or 12 months.
And they've got rice coming out that does it. They've got it all, and they've got mosquitoes that deliver it, and they admit, you're absolutely right, they want to destroy our seed. The globalists understand that's what the real power is, and they are openly saying they want to destroy our human essence, to quote General Ripper in Dr. Strangelove. They make a joke out of it, but they're telling you right there, we are just, I mean, already the sperm count's down almost 90%, 87%. The DNA's already damaged. I mean, these people have committed a sin of a magnitude that's hard to imagine.
Well, and look at what else attacks your DNA. The TSA's naked body scanners, the ionizing radiation,
the cell
CT
phones.
Scans. Everything, all of the radiation damages DNA, and then the food damages DNA, and then the pharmaceuticals damage DNA. The DNA damage from pharmaceuticals is just legendary.
It's almost like the elite really are aliens from another planet come to destroy humanity. I mean, the elite we've got might as well be little demonic green men from Pluto.
Hey, remember the movie Prometheus? What did they do? They built a bioweapon. They were going to send that to Earth to wipe out life in order to create new life. That was their excuse. Hey, I'm not saying that's real, but it's a metaphor for what's real.
Oh, no, that's why that film's Total Illuminati Inside Secrets. And you notice the brother of the guy involved making it, just jumped off a bridge. All right, Mike Adams, thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to you for 3 hours Monday in studio, naturalnews.com, to get the report. Folks, get this information out to everybody.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now into the third hour of worldwide transmission. And we heard from police and military, we appreciate calling in the last hour, confirming that, yes, they're being federalized and told to get ready for martial law, financial collapse, and the 1.6 billion bullets, that they're going to need that because of an arms race for the American people, basically. That's the top headline at InfoWars.com. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. That's 1.6 billion since last November, 1.4 billion just this year alone. Incredible numbers we're talking about. Also, new GMO study, rats fed lifetime of GMO corn grow tumors. 70% of the females die, and it has all the rates. Major scientific research, major publication putting that out. So we're going to be breaking that down. Leading Muslim scholar calls for United Nations to criminalize speech. You heard that right, and they call for the UN to do it. I told you, that's how they're going to push this one world religion. And we've got different facilities being attacked. We're having a firebombing of kosher store outside Paris, injures four. Motives of two men dressed in black who tossed Molotov cocktail into the supermarket are still unclear. Really, you think so? And now they're publishing all these, you know, anti-Muhammad things. And the media is giving it attention to stir everyone up. To stir everyone up ahead of a clash of civilizations. We also have CNBC reporting dollar index headed for rapid collapse over the next 3 to 4 weeks. I'm not saying that's going to happen. More tungsten bars, not just at the one of the Federal Reserve's depots at Fort Knox, but others are now being found to be fake with tungsten inside. So just incredible situations on that front. We're going to be going over the financial news in this hour, but also talking about solutions and the awakening that is happening in this society. Now, first off, I want to just say that we're going to have Gerald Celente on again tomorrow because so many people have requested to hear the hour-plus-long interview that we did last week that's gone viral on InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to air excerpts of that, or probably all of that, tomorrow on the show. So you're going to get him today live and then back again tomorrow. And, of course, you heard Mike Adams is going to be sitting in on Monday, getting into all this huge health news. But the whole world's getting crazy. Chinese general says prepare for combat. Top Chinese general in unusual move tells troops to be ready for combat with Japan. You notice this is all over the world. Everything's heating up. You've got embassies being attacked worldwide. You've got unrest in Europe itself. You've got news that Georgia's preparing to attack South Ossetia and Abkhazia, Russian-controlled demilitarized zones. The whole world's going haywire, and Gerald Celente of TrendsJournal.com, best-selling author, researcher, needs no introduction here. He's been saying, get ready for this, and that's why I'm so concerned. We've heard rumors of Iran strikes before. Now it's 30. Five more navies got involved. Our mind-sweeping, the Strait of Hormuz is a show of force, I guess, ahead of an attack. You've got all this other craziness going on economically, Al-Qaeda going crazy, funded by NATO, overthrowing countries. The whole world's going wild right now. Why is that happening, and what do you see coming next? Gerald Celente.
Hi, Alex. You know, you really summed up everything quite concisely, particularly talking about what Homeland Security is doing. This should be headline news. What are they doing? I mean, are that many Al-Qaedas out there that are going to be trying to slip through airport security that they have to gun them down? The entire global system, as you just wrapped it up, is in free fall. And as you pointed out, what's going on in France with this two-bit magazine printing this information, these cartoons about Muhammad, it is as if they are doing it to continue to inflame an already inflamed situation so that they can then say, this is a state of emergency. The nation's at war. The president of the United States has declared a national emergency. The banks are closed. Wall Street is closed down. It is as if they are doing this purposely. Because having this go on now after what just happened in Libya, you can only question what their motives are, because these are not sane people making this statement. And don't give me the line about little girls and boys, freedom of speech. Hey, did you see that freedom of speech over there on Occupy Wall Street? Oh, did you see that freedom of speech over there at the Democratic and Republican conventions? So this isn't about freedom of speech. This, to me, is intended to continue to inflame the hatred going on throughout the Middle East. And as it blows up and explodes, Homeland Security is armed and locked and ready to blow your brains out if you start protesting martial law.
Well, Gerald, you just said it, and you point out that, well, let's look at what happened at the DNC. They were arresting peaceful protesters to set the precedent who had driven there with no criminal records and would throw them in jail, and the Department of Defense, who's now in charge, totally illegal, and the ACLU reported on this, it's not just me, went to the judge and said, keep these people in jail. They were planning to protest, and that's terrorism. They called it low-level terrorism. So the military's now arresting people and saying, keep them in jail because protesting is illegal. We say it's terrorism when it's not illegal. Same thing at the RNC. Everywhere we're seeing free speech shut down. And then, yeah, there's free speech to be able to do this about Muhammad, but the media is hyping it and giving it attention. I've got stories on the biggest website in the world, drudgereport.com. That can't even get it to break in the news. Instead, the media comes out and says, Alex says, and Drudge say there's 174,000 bullets. What's the big deal when it's now 1.6 billion? So they did respond, but only to cover it up. So exactly, they are hyping this. And now it turns out in Egypt, groups are funding radical young kids to go out and do this. It's financed so they can point at the Arabs and say, let's invade. It's just incredible, Gerald.
Yeah, it is. Here, this is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. France to close embassies in 20 countries in wake of Prophet Muhammad cartoons. French government said Wednesday that it planned to shutting down premises, including embassies and schools in 20 countries on Friday after a magazine ridiculed the Prophet Muhammad by portraying him in naked cartoons. Riot police were deployed to protect the Paris offices of the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. I mean, come on. Who the hell is Charlie Hebdo? What makes this such a great freedom of speech movement? This is a lot of BS.
Well, notice South Park won't make fun of Muhammad, any of this. Well, now they're going to use the UN as a way globally to shut down our free speech using this. They're actually calling for a global ban on people's speech. I mean, this is incredible, Gerald.
It is. And again, let's keep playing it back and seeing what happened in the last week or so, because tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So let's look at how we got here. Look what the news is this week. The United States has declared that they're no longer going to train those Afghan soldiers that are blowing the brains out of American soldiers who are training them. This is after they came out with this whole big bunch of malarkey that they were going to have guardian angel soldiers watching over them. The whole system is failing. Look what happened last week over in Libya. And I have to tell you, this is really upsetting to me for a number of reasons. Number one, they're calling the people that did it extremist militants. I don't know who killed the ambassador who waged the attack on the U.S. embassy in Benghazi. But by any stretch of anyone's imagination, could the people that did it been loyalists of Gaddafi that don't want the government that's ruling there now and that are attacking Americans or having overthrown their government? Let us suppose that the BRIC nations decided, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, decided they were going to launch an invasion against the United States of America for the tyrants that are ruling this country over here. You know, the tyrants that have taken away the people's constitutional rights. The tyrants that have taken the people's money to enrich the rich. The tyrants that lied their people to war and had their men and women killed for fake reasons, for a situation that was totally manufactured, and people said it was as it was happening. Suppose that happened and the BRIC nations invaded the United States, and there were people here that didn't like that. Would they be militants? Would they be extremists trying to throw out the occupiers or the new governments that they imposed? The United States is a country that's running out of control. And I'm also offended deeply by this show of the president and the secretary of state showing up to honor the ambassador of Libya's death when they never show up when our soldiers are killed.
Exactly. Stay there. We'll be right back. If you've studied history, there is no doubt we're at one of those big crossroads moments. We're approaching one of those moments when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 50 to 100. And the banks that run our country are willing to use it to do anything to take over while oppressing us domestically. They're just throwing the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution out the window, engaging in every crime you can imagine. Federal judges said you can secretly disappear Americans forever. So at that point, we have a government saying, we're lawless, we're evil. You got Corzine, who was able to steal $1.6 billion, got caught lying, the former head of Goldman Sachs, and didn't get in trouble. He was told some of Gerald Celente's money that was in his own private account. They're now announcing banks can deal narcotics. They're announcing the U.S. troops grow the opium. Because we have a zombie population living in a trance, the criminal elite have gotten away with things that are just staggering. People ask why we're still alive. A lot of experts think the controllers don't even care. They think the public's so zombie. Well, they're giving you GMO. They know it's killing the rats. I mean, we're living in the Matrix. Gerald, I'm ranting here. You got cut off by the break, making the eloquent point about, you know, like Bush banned coffin photos. Now they don't even talk about the dead troops. That's all forgotten. The troops getting blown up every day in Afghanistan, that's forgotten. Al-Qaeda publicly working for NATO, that's forgotten. I mean, we've really reached something that if I read an absurdist science fiction novel 20 years ago, Kurt Vonnegut wrote stuff like what's happening. But it's beyond Kurt Vonnegut dark satire. I mean, it's reached total insanity level.
Yeah, and it's beyond Orwell. Well, I mean, Orwell could have never invented this. I mean, Big Brother, was never this big. And as I was mentioning about Libya, you know, how terrible it was that this ambassador got killed. But our troops, they don't even call dead Americans anymore. As you pointed out, you're not allowed to show photos of the coffins of American troops under Bush. I don't know if that's been changed since. But the other offensive fact of the matter is that they don't even call them dead Americans anymore. You know who they are? They're NATO troops. They're NATO troops. That's right. Pick up the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Pick up any one of them. They're dead NATO troops. They're not U.S. troops. And you know what? They're right. They're not U.S. troops. They are NATO troops. It's a takeover. The world banking system has taken over the United States. It's happened over there in Europe. You know the deal. Mario Draghi, the former vice chairman of the Goldman Sachs gang, now the head of the European Central Bank, has announced that they're going to buy up all that worthless sovereign debt of Italy and Spain and Portugal and the other bankrupt countries. They also announced that they're taking out all the power from the sovereign banks, as I've mentioned before, and concentrating it in Brussels. Same thing over here. And again, it's failure on top of failure. And I keep trying to figure out why this keeps happening and why no one does anything about it. And this is the latest analysis that I could come up with. You know how I keep saying that the same people in high school and college that you hated are now our class president, that were class presidents and head of the student council, have followed their career path and are now telling us what to do? Well, when you look back, and by the way, it's the same thing with these generals. They were the Boy Scouts, then they were the Eagle Scouts, and then they went to ROTC, and then they went to West Point or Annapolis. They never grew up. Most of them were born on Easy Street. They had their path paved for them. They never had, like a kid, when you're a kid in high school, you know, you do crazy things and you never think about the consequences. These people are still in high school. They haven't grown up. They've only gotten older, and they don't look at their consequences. Because if anybody looked at the consequences of what these high school and ROTC jerks have brought us to, they would never tolerate it. That's all this is. It's high school USA, and people don't want to call it what it is.
Bravo to that. Absolute veritas. And you know, Gerald, the reason I say you're so right is studying these people and other past elites, drinking their own Kool-Aid, smoking their own dope. We've now reached the point, we're going to break, long segment coming up, to get into the economy itself and the technicals and your solutions. But every bad thing they do, they control the media, so they've learned they can just spin it as if it's not their fault and they're going to save us. And so the sky's the limit, but we're dealing in a world with nuclear and bioweapons. And you really study these guys, they are a bunch of crazy people who are in control, but deep down are mentally ill. And so they probably will destroy everything if they're not stopped. And that's the point we've reached. More Veritas, more truth straight ahead with Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com. Stay with us.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Consolente is our guest on this worldwide Wednesday transmission. Trends Journal is his website, or trendsresearch.com. You can also go to Infowars.com and watch the video of this radio show at prisonplanet.tv. That way you can see myself and Gerald and articles and documents we're showing here in high def archives, streaming in pretty good quality. We streamed in high def. Most computers couldn't get it. But the point is, it's all up there at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. You know, being a history buff, because I just happened to stumble into it as a really 9-10 years old, I liked history shows on PBS. I liked reading the history books that were laying around the house, the history books that had photos in them. One of the reasons I wanted to become a good reader was because it all looked so interesting. All those Time Life, World War II, World War I, Time Life, the Westerns, you know, the West. I just voraciously ate it up. And one big theme in history is every different generation faces a different crisis. And we're getting ready to face a really big one, even bigger than the World War II generation. And people always look back and say, how did they not know what Hitler would do? Or how did they not know what Lenin and Stalin would do? Well, people tend to get comfortable. They don't want to be leaders. They don't want to get involved. And they just want to think everything's going to work out okay. And a lot of times, prosperity also makes people very, very lackadaisical. They wear it like it's a protective cloak, when really it brings the wolves. And now, through a historical lens, but also what's happening currently, if the general public could consciously know what I know or what Gerald knows, which isn't anything special, it's just history, in a current context, you would be absolutely freaking out. You know, it's like my children sometimes. They'll be scared to go down the hallway and get themselves a glass of water. Sometimes they come in at like midnight. Hey, Dad, I want a glass of water, but I don't want to go in the kitchen. They're like, get up and get it for me. You know, the 5, the 6-year-old, you know, and I'm like, wow, but they're not scared at a shopping mall or in a parking lot where they could be run over. They're not scared when we're driving down the highway 70 miles an hour on a one lane with cars 6 inches from us that if we had a head-on collision, it'd be a 140-mile-an-hour collision. You know, 70 plus, I mean, dead. Everybody's dead. They're just singing, laughing. They have no idea, and that's the analogy. The general public's in the car. They have no idea we're now going about 400 miles an hour. There's cars all around us in the lane we're in, and there's cars in the other lane. The nuclear weapons are placed. The countries are lining up. The currencies are melting down. The government's arming to the teeth against us. The government's foreign run. And the general public is scared of the dark. They're scared of made-up Al-Qaeda that's globalist run. They're scared of things that don't really exist. That, you know, they think TSA sticking their hands down their pants will keep them safe. Meanwhile, we're all in grave danger. And I'm ranting here, Gerald, but what do you take from my analogy? Can you expand on it? I know you've got a lot on your plate that you're looking at right now. What else would you like to break down for the audience?
As you went into break, you were talking about the media, the prostitutes, and I was talking about how this is high school USA. The media, the same kids that, you know, in high school, in college, that, you know, ran the school newspaper, and they sucked up to the principal. Now they suck up to the president, the congressman, the senators, and whoever else. Read the story in the toilet paper of record a couple of months ago about how every phrase, every statement, every quote made by either the Obama administration or the Romney challenger has to be cleared first before the prostitutes print it. I'm not making that up. It's theirs. You could go, Google it up.
Total lapdogs. I mean, our press has never been perfect, but in the old days, they were there aggressive. It would be a huge story if anything was pre-approved. Now it's all pre-approved, and that supposedly is the new normal.
Exactly. You know why? Because it's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. It's a takeover. I said this years ago. People call Obama a communist, a Marxist. No. Let's get this straight. All our dough went into the banks. They're doing it again with QE3. And the analogy, again, when staying on the high school thing. In high school, you know, these people had their own little clique. They still have it. They just moved it up. And there were the people that didn't bother with them, didn't like them, and didn't hang out with them. And now they're telling you what to do. And the people are now doing what they're telling them to do. They're telling them that they, these these high school class presidents, they're telling you what's best for you, and the people believe them. These high school class presidents, people now bow to them. They're their political gods. So where is it all going? The same thing, you take it into the economy. Look at the guy who's playing the role of the economics minister of the United States, Ben Bernanke, the head of federal, as I call him, public enemy number one, Osama bin Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve. They're coming out with QE3. I'm going to read you a quote, Alex. This is from the Trends Journal. This is the one from, let me see here, the summer of 2011. Fed's massive stimulus had little impact. Alan Greenspan. The Federal Reserve's massive stimulus program had little impact on the U.S. economy besides weakening the dollar and somewhat helping U.S. exports. Fed Reserve Governor Alan Greenspan told CNBC. This isn't a left-wing, you know, group. This isn't a radical. This is Greenspan, who helped destroy the economy by lowering interest rates to 46-year lows following 9/11 to bail out the losers on Wall Street that made bad bets following the dot-com crash. In a blunt critique of his successor, Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke, Greenspan said the $2 trillion in quantitative easing over the past 2 years had done little to loosen credit and boost the economy. Of course, it's not $2 trillion. As we found out later, it was more like $23 trillion of Fed money that was pumped in around the world. Not making that number up. It's a fact. Quote. Greenspan said, quote, he would be surprised if there was a QE3. Well, of course he would be surprised. Greenspan would be surprised if he could put one foot in front of another and walk and chew gum at the same time.
Oh, man.
So, of course, he's wrong again. It would, quote, continue erosion of the dollar. Exactly.
Well, that's like Geithner
driving us into poverty.
Well, that's like Geithner saying a year and a half ago in China, we will not devalue the dollar and we will not lose our AAA rating. It's now down to A-, Gerald.
And going lower, because they're not going to get off this physical cliff, because they're a bunch of losers. They're the same jerks in high school and college that you couldn't stand.
Yeah, well,
telling you what to do.
They couldn't even hold. They couldn't even hold Baghdad. How do they think their 1.6 billion bullets are going to be pumped into our skulls? And they haven't got their robots going yet. Who's going to serve them and produce for them if they pump all those bullets into us?
Alex, they're wrong on everything. There's nothing that they've been right on. They were wrong about Afghanistan. They were wrong about Iraq. They're wrong about the economy. They're wrong on education. They're wrong on healthcare. Again, I cannot emphasize this enough. They're the same people you hated in high school and college that are now telling us what's best for us. And they're the elites.
They're the fifth generations of old elites that were at least smart enough to take over and had some smarts, but were still criminal. These are now foppish, sycophantic yes men dancing around on the Titanic that they drove into the iceberg so they could loot it, not understanding they don't have lifeboats. And they're just going to clutch their nuclear weapons and their troops in black masks they think will scare everyone into worshiping them. And maybe that will happen.
It may, but again, this is from the summer 2011. Greenspan saying there won't be a QE3. Of course, he was wrong. And he said, if there was, it won't work. This is on CNBC.
I know.
Everybody knows it's not going to work. You know who it's working for? It's working for the too big to fail. It's working for the hedge funds that have taken over the government.
Well, wait a minute. I always said they were going to do it, and so did you, and so did Porter Stansberry and many others. They were just lying, saying, don't worry, it won't be QE3. It'll be QE Unlimited. It's like, you know, we're not just going to chop one of your fingers off. We're going to chop your arms, your legs off, and slit your throat. So we promise not to cut your finger off. We're just going to put you in a wood chipper.
And here's the fallout. This is what you're seeing coming out in the news on Bloomberg today. Gold may gain in New York after reaching 6 months high on speculation. Now, this is important. Central banks' move to bolster growth will spur demand for the metal as a protection of wealth. The Bank of Japan said it'll add 10 trillion yen to the yen-funded that buys assets, including government debt. The Federal Reserve announced on September 13th a third round of quantitative easing. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, the Goldman Sachs flack, gave details this month to plan to buy worthless debt from member states. And China has approved massive infrastructure spending plans. You get it? The whole thing is collapsing. They're dumping more and more dough into this to try to keep it afloat. They're not going to be able to. So let's go back and replay the timeline. I've repeated this over and over again, and you can see it happening now. The crash of 1929, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war. The panic of 08, the Great Recession / Depression. Oh, Great Recession, by the way, a new study came out today. Yeah, that's right. The American people have seen their wealth decline. It's down from 39% of loss of wealth to 31% loss since the Great Recession began. 8.6% in median household income lost since the Great Recession
began. And that's with Cook numbers.
And yeah, it's much worse than that. But then we take on, now we're going to keep playing it. So we had the Great Recession. Now we're having the currency wars. Have you heard Mittens, Romney, and Obama bashing China now? Now they're all talking tough on China. Gotta bring down the, and as you mentioned, Geithner, we gotta bring down the level of that yuan. It's making it unprofitable for American corporations to export their product. And now the trade wars. Did you see Obama in Ohio? Sleeves rolled up. Man, the cat is never working. He's always out on the campaign trail. Or, of course, playing basketball, shooting pool, or maybe playing golf or walking the dog. Anyway, he said, we got to stop them Chinese. They're doing unfair trade. The trade wars are heating up. And now the hot war is heating up because you saw what the United States and NATO are doing to keep building positions in the South Pacific. So now what's happening? Oh, now China and Japan are going at it. What a surprise. Would have never known, particularly since Hitlery and Panetta are all going over there and bolstering our alliance.
No, they've told the Japanese to take those islands as a provocation. As U.S. forces mass, it looks like they're gearing up for a possible World War III.
You got it. And that's what I've been saying. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. What are they waiting for?
And then if we criticize our great leaders when the war's going and maybe nukes are going off, they'll just send the army over to arrest Salente and Jones. And guess what? The army manual's public. They're planning just that.
And we don't have any jury. We don't even have any charges. No trial. No writ of habeas corpus. No lawyer, no nothing. And you know why? Because the psychopaths are in charge. That's right. And everyone is listening to them. It is a disgrace what has happened to this country. It is a disgrace that people don't stand up and take action and start denouncing these people for robbing us of our constitutional rights. I get a kick out of these guys who are always talking about our founding fathers and how what a great country this is as they keep raping us of every last bit of rights that we have. They're bankrupting us. They're robbing everybody's savings by keeping these interest rates at historic lows and now announcing that they're going to go through way to beyond 2015. There's no savings anymore in this country, and they're forcing you to play their game in the stock markets or equity markets.
Well, let me go to another level. They have something called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report that the Mafia set up in Chicago in the 30s and 40s. The Chicago 1313 model was adopted by the 50s by the Pentagon. Now all governments, water districts, school districts, they have the budget they tell you about. Then they have this whole other budget that's usually about 70-plus percent of the money that they invest in derivatives and things. Most of that's now been stolen by the banks. But toll roads. We pay for these roads. I've looked at the documents just where I live. They never build them. Then they give the money to a private company to build a new toll road. And now they're just striping existing roads like MOPAC here in Austin to turn it into a toll road, even though that's illegal. And we've learned that it's offshore banks running the toll roads that are now running the elections and have taken over almost all the towns in Texas where I live. It's the same nationwide. And when you go, it's like a military operation now where they've all got handbooks to manipulate people. That's all public. Guys, when you turn your camera off, flash CIA badges and get in our face. I mean, let me tell you, Gerald, it's bad, man. It's like body snatchers. They got operatives everywhere. This takeover is... When you said foreign banking takeover, it's long term. These people have got their act together. You're saying that they're always wrong up top. Well, yeah, because they're lying to us. This is a huge mechanized takeover.
Oh, it is. As I said, it's fascism. Call it spade a spade. That's what's happened here. You just described it. That's the only word for it. America's a country in name only. It's nothing what this country is. Sabrina, it breaks my heart to see what's happening.
But I'm telling you, our investigation, it was worse than I even thought. They got just their operatives are everywhere. And they're almost all Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, it's way worse than I even knew. I mean, it's unbelievable, bud.
I know. And it keeps getting worse. Again, let's look what's going on. They're beating the war drums over there between China and Japan. They're talking again, you know, they're always talking about more ships going into the Persian Gulf. We saw what happened with this, with the death of this Libyan ambassador, as they claim. And we're seeing it ratcheting up. We're seeing the riots going on. They're not reporting this, Alex. There are massive demonstrations going on in Spain and in Portugal. Tens of millions of people in dozens of different cities taken to the streets. It's breaking down worldwide.
We only got 6 minutes left on the other side. I want you to get looking to the future, as you do at TrendsJournal.com, and tell us what's coming next and some quick solutions. And then you're back tomorrow with a lot of solutions as well. Gerald Celente is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. I'm coming to you from FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas, occupied territory. I'm not joking. We are. They've officially announced it. That liner's 14 years old because I knew that then, but now it's out in the open. I'm coming to you from former Texas, occupied. Their operatives are everywhere. They're hitting the food supply, the water supply. We got the GMO reports giving everybody cancer by design. We're just here trying to warn people, hoping there's still some humanity out there who's not in a trance or brain damaged who we can try to get through to. Police, military, please do the right thing. Please warn people. Please have a little courage to speak out. The plan is so evil and so huge, I understand it's hard to know where to deal with it, but I've done just the best I can. Gerald's done the best he can. Just do the right thing, and God will take you the rest of the way. Gerald, you've got the floor in the final 5 minutes here with where you think all this is going and any solutions to what we face.
Well, on the solutions end, you know, why aren't people doing more? I mentioned, you know, this about being high school and the same people you couldn't stand. And the people, they haven't grown up either in a lot of ways. They're still programmed to follow orders, whether they get it from their parents when they're little kids, then they're told what to do when they go to school, and then they go into the corporate field and they're told what to do. And then they have this, you know, the whole magic show of the red carpets and the, you know, the roped off president and the authorities. So they're still obeying authority. and they haven't broken. I mean, I hear people my age still, you know, bitching and moaning about their parents, you know. They didn't have the perfect parents. They haven't grown up yet. And the people better start doing it. Because until they do, nothing is going to change. It's up to the people to bring this change. And where is it all going economically? Again, how could anybody believe wrong again Ben Bernanke? I read you the quote from Greenspan saying it wouldn't work. I want to show you how wrong he is. He was, is, and continue to will be. Because again, it's just another guy that's been born on Easy Street and he went to Princeton and now he's still on Easy Street. They're never on the bread line or the front lines. All they do is tell you what to do. And here's from Professor Ben, the guy that never worked a day in his life and has been telling people what to do for most of his life. From the Trends Journal, autumn 2010. Ben Bernanke on CNBC, July 29th, 2005. Tell me, what is the worst case scenario if we in fact see real estate prices actually come down substantially across the country? Here goes wrong again, Ben, you jerk. You didn't know then and you don't know now's answer. Well, I guess I don't buy your premise. It's a pretty unlikely possibility. We have never had a decline in house prices on a nationwide basis. Any guy that says something like that and is still running the show, you'd say, who's keeping this moron in?
Prices have gone down many times nationwide over history. He's completely full of baloney.
I know. Let me keep going on here because it gets better. This is on February 28th, 2007. Things are really starting to go downhill. Quote, there's not much indication at this point that subprime mortgage issues have spread into the broader mortgage market, which still seems to be healthy. Yeah, still seems to be healthy to a jerk that doesn't know anything, doesn't know his history, but still there and doing more damage. And these are the people that the prostitutes bow to, that they suck up to, because the prostitutes are the same people that read the school newspapers.
Gerald, I want to put bookends on this. I know you got to go, but 1 minute break. Come back for one more segment. I want to get more of your solutions and find out where you think all this is going. Stay with us, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gerald Celente is our guest for five more minutes. I tell you, he just is right on target. I love listening to Gerald. He's my mom's favorite guest on the show. Bob Chapman and he were both her favorite kind of together. She couldn't decide, but now Bob's dead. God love him. The international forecaster. But getting back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I mean, it's got to give somewhere. You'd think there's people in the power structure who aren't completely insane and really want stability. I mean, don't they know how it goes for people when they try to take over the whole world every time? I mean, these delusions of grandeur are going to have us all glowing in the dark, basically. Any ways to stop these people? I mean, I do see people either getting deeper into being dumbed down, or I see an accelerated awakening happening. So the wheat from the chaff is being divided here.
There is an accelerated awakening. We see it every day. We get emails come flooding in all the time thanking us for waking them up and for me being on your show and for what you're doing as well. A lot of people are waking up. And that's the words that they use. They're waking up. Yeah, I believe it can change. Unless you think the guys in high school and college were better than you are. And unless they think, I want to make this really clear, their mother's not better than mine. I want to make that clear. And anybody out there that thinks that their mother is better than yours, then that's what you're facing. But if you have the self-respect to where you came from and who you are, we could change this on a dime. It doesn't have to go like this.
No, you're right. We've got to find our self-respect and quit putting up with people that don't respect us.
You got it. Respect yourself, demand respect from others, and show it to everyone who deserves it, regardless of class or structure or where they come from, position, and to have dignity and to have courage, not to cower to power. Those are the things, and passion and integrity, to live by your word and do what your heart feels, what your mind knows. Then it'll change. Are there people in power that are going to make the difference? Let me quote Eisenhower. He said that anyone that seeks the position is either an egomaniac or crazy. How long has Romney been seeking the position? Look at Obama. The cat's never on the job, man. He's out there playing. He was on Letterman. Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine Eisenhower sitting down with a little jerk like Letterman or Leno or Stewart or Colbert? What a disgrace. What a disgrace. No, there's no one up there that has the dignity, the courage, the respect or integrity to lead this country, not when they behave like a bunch of cafones.
Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Take us out. We got a minute and a half, Gerald. You take us out.
All right. Gold. You know I've said it all along. When gold broke over 1670 an ounce, I said if it stays over there, the next number to look at is 1770 an ounce. It's been staying above that. My forecast is that if gold stays above 1770 an ounce, it's off to the races. And I'm, you know, when you saw Soros jump back in and others into the gold market, and you see this cheap money they're dumping in, gold and silver to me, not telling anybody what to do, that's my forecast. The big other one, and this is the one that we all have to stop from happening, is that I am very concerned that the headlines on election day, just leading up to it, are not going to be about jobs and the economy, but about war. Because if they take us to war, all the morons will pull out those yellow ribbons and stick flags on their car and cheer as they take us to another war. Because I believe there's going to be either a real or a false flag attack the way things are going.
Well said. There's Gerald Celente taking us out. He'll be back with us again tomorrow to kick off the show. Gerald, thank you for all your time. And say hi to your crew and everybody else. They're doing a great job. And great job to our crew as well. All right, folks. We'll see you on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 Central.